第八章
Genesis chapter 8、
我们从十三节读到二十二节
Verses 13 through 22，
还是请我们大家一起来读
All together。
到挪亚六百零一岁正月初一日，
Water was dried up from the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the surface of the ground was dried up. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. And God spoke to Noah, saying, Go out of the ark, you and your wife, and your son's wife with you. Bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that is with you, birds and animals, and every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth, that they may breed abundantly on the earth, and be fruitful and multiply on the earth.So Noah went out, and his sons and his wives and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every bird, everything that moves on the earth, went out by their families from the ark. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and took up every clean animal, and of every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled the soothing aroma. The Lord said to himself, I will never again curse the ground.Kind of man, for the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth, and I will never again destroy every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall never cease. Chapter 9, verse 1. God blessed Noah and his son and said to him, Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth.
遍满表地。他们再读第三节。
Verse three.
凡活的
thing that is alive shall be food for you. I give all to you as I gave the green plant.
唯独肉带的
you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is its blood.
你们不可吃。他们再度第八节
Verse 8 God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him saying
后羿立月并与你们这里一切活物飞鸟生畜走兽凡从方舟出来的活物立月我与你们立月凡有食肉的不在
凡有食肉的不在凡有食肉的不在凡有食肉的不在
圣经就读这些段。
This is our scripture reading.
开的时候先要谢谢弟兄姊妹在我治疗期间对我的关切。
To begin with, I'd like to thank every brother and sisters, for your care for me during my treatment.
还有弟兄姊妹在主面前的代祷。
Also, your intercessory prayer before the Lord.
因着弟兄姊妹的祷告和主的怜悯。
Because of the prayers of the saints and the mercy of the Lord.
经过相当长的一段时间治疗
After a rather long period of treatment
没有什么除了这个身体感觉稍微有点感觉疲倦之外没有什么不良的反应
Aside from a feeling of fatigue there was not an adverse effect
一直到现在都是觉得里面是那样的平静
Even up to now I feel very calm within
but we won't know the result until the 3rd of March.
Until
that time, I shall disclose to the brothers and
sisters. That time, I shall disclose to the brothers and sisters again what the result is.
So, 我先谢谢弟兄姊妹这样的关切。
But I will thank brothers and sisters ahead of time for your care.
去年参加交通聚会。
Last year, I attended the fellowship meeting.
听见弟兄姊妹交通。
I heard brothers and sisters fellowship.
以后又看见从信上所记载的。
Afterwards, I read from our newsletter.
心里头非常的欢喜。
My heart was full of joy.
一方面看见主在以往的那一年当中所给我们的恩典和眷顾。
On the other hand, seeing what the Lord had cared and done for us in the past year.
实在是。极其的丰富。
It was very abundant.
另外一方面也看见弟兄姊妹在属灵上面都有了长进。
On the other hand, seeing brothers and sisters had matured in the spirit.
所以心里头感觉非常喜乐。
And I'm very rejoicing today.
也为了这件事情，在主面前满了感谢和敬拜。
For this I worship before the Lord.
主实在是恩待我们的主。
The Lord is truly a gracious God.
他这样一年过一年带我们往前去。
He guides us year after year.
不仅是在人数上在增加。
Not only in the increase of numbers.
并且弟兄姊妹在属灵的生命上也有长进。
But also in the increase of spiritual stature.
这实在是主的怜悯。
It is truly the Lord's mercy.
但是我听见那许多见证。
After I heard so many testimonies.
都是回忆在这以往年在这以往这一年里头我们所经历的所认识的。
All of them concern what our experiences were in the past year.
除了那个季群弟兄稍微有一点那个今年的展望之外。
Aside from Brother Fu's testimony, which looks forward to this year,
其他弟兄姊妹都没有提到这些事情。
None of the other brothers and sisters mentioned this.
我想啊，我们在一年开的时候，不仅在一年末的时候，我们应当有点回忆。
I believe at the end of the year we should have a time of remembrance.
在一年开的时候，我们也有应该有些的展望。
At the first of the year, we also should have a time to look forward to.
以往我们经历了这么多的恩典。
We have enjoyed God's grace in the past.
在今后这一年当中，我们该怎样的侍奉主，怎样的为了主而活的
？And in the coming year, how should we live for the Lord and serve Him?
我想我们都该有这样一点心愿。
We all should have this kind of a heart desire.
这个心愿也是主所宝贵的。
This kind of heart is what the Lord treasures.
虽然按照我们经历来说，我们有这样心愿，但是能够达到这心愿呢？并不太简单，并不太容易。
Even though we may have such a heart's desire, but to attain it is not so easy.
但是有心愿总比没有心愿好。
But it is rather better to have a desire rather than no desire.
我们有心愿尚且不能达到。
When we have a desire and cannot attain it.
若是一点心愿都没有的话，那恐怕更难说了。
But if we have no desire at all, it is rather difficult to say what happened.
所以，我愿意在今天早晨，那借着这一段圣经和弟兄姊妹有点交通。
So I wish to fellowship with brothers and sisters by these scriptures this morning.
也是彼此有些勉励。
Also to encourage each other with.
让我们在主面前看见，在这一年开头时候，我们该有怎样的心愿。
In order that we would see what kind of attitude we should have in the first year.
能叫主的心得了满足。
So that the Lord's heart would be satisfied. 但愿
应到主的怜悯，靠着主的恩典。
I wish by the Lord's mercy and grace.
让我们在他面前心愿能够得到成就。
That our desire before Him will be accomplished.
那么，在这一段圣经开头的时候。
In the beginning of this portion of scriptures.
就说到挪亚601岁，在正月初一日的时候，那个雨都停了。
It mentioned that on the 601st year of Noah. First of the year, all the rain had dried up.
地上的水也是退了。
The water has subsided.
我们知道这件事情的背景。
We know the background of the story.
那么在挪亚那个时代。
In the time of Noah.
神所创造的人已经一再堕落，那么堕落到那个时候已经是相当严重了。
The mankind that God had created has fallen and fallen again to a very severe extent.
圣经告诉我们说，地上满了强暴的事。
Scripture tells us the earth is full of violence.
人整天所思想的尽都是恶。
All his thoughts is evil continually.
并且有许多混乱的光景。
And it is full of chaos.
那个时代的情形和今天的时代有一点相似。
The condition of those days are very similar to today.
那么主常常用挪亚的时代来说到今天这个时代。
And the Lord himself also compared the time of Noah with today's situation.
所以我们看见今天的光景就像那个时候光景一样。
So we see today's situation is just like Noah's day.
我想我们所有爱主追求主的人。
I think those of us who love the Lord and seek after him.
当我们看见这些荒凉情形的时候
，When we see this kind of desolation,
我们看见我们何等的盼望我们的主能够早一天回来。
How we hope the Lord will return early soon.
能够结束这个时代。
To conclude this age.
在挪亚时候就是这样。
It was such an age in Noah's day.
因着人充满了罪恶。
Because man is full of sin.
地上满了败坏的事。
The earth is full of corruption.
那这个众人都离弃了神。
All have turned their back to God.
按照神的圣洁和公义来说
，By the holy and righteous nature of God,
好像已经忍不能待忍。
He cannot endure anymore.
所以神就借着洪水审判了那个时代。
So God judged the earth by the day.
把所有地上的人都已经毁灭了。
And destroy all mankind on earth.
那是一件非常悲惨的事。
It was a very sad thing indeed.
但是在这种情形当中
，In the midst of such a situation, 那
我们的神因为他丰富的慈爱为人预备了一个方舟。
God by His abundant mercy prepared an ark.
并且呼召人能够进到方舟里面去。
And call mankind to enter into the ark.
当时审判这个世界的时候，那些人靠着方舟能够蒙恩得救，能够得救，蒙恩得救。
So that when God judges the earth, the man will be saved by the ark.
但是事实给我们看见，当时进入方舟的并不太多。
The fact tells us few only enter into the ark.
彼得也告诉我们说，那只有八个人，那么诺亚一家八个人，他们进入方舟里面。
Peter also told us that only eight of family of Noah entered into the ark.
那其他的人都不相信神的话语。
None of the others believed God's word.
就是说哪里有这样一回事情？
They say, how can this be?
我们正在平安稳妥当中。
We are dwelling in peace and security.
我们这样的吃喝享受。
We're eating and drinking.
哪里会有什么灾祸会临到我们的身上？
How can any calamity will befall us?
哪里知道到了神所命定的时候
？Unbeknownst to them,
在人所想不到的日子，洪水就来了。
In the time of God's ordinance, the flood came.
那时候，诺亚和他一家八口，还有许多的牲畜、许多的走兽、昆虫等等，进到方舟里面去。
At that time, the eight of Noah's family, including also with the animals, went into the ark.
他们在方舟里头能够蒙到保守。
They were kept in the ark.
那么虽然水势非常的浩大
，though the water was very rush.
无论这个从天上降下雨来
，whether the water that came from heaven.
圣经说好像天上窗户在那打开了
，the Bible tells us the windows of heaven.
那个雨像水一样倾倒下来
，the rain came down as gushing water.
从地上也涌出水来
，and even out of the depths of the earth, the water came out.
所以那个水势非常的汹涌。
So the water was pretty awesome.
这个方舟在水里面在飘来飘去。
And the ark floated in the water.
有差不多有40天之久的时间。
For about 40 days.
那么虽然神是水啊一直往上涨。
Even though the water was coming up.
涨到一个地步啊连高山都淹没了。
To the extent it covered the high mountains.
但是方舟水经过水仍然在水面上面。
But the ark was able to flow on top of the water.
使诺亚一家人得到保守。
So that the aid of Noah would be saved.
到了诺亚601的时候。
On the day of Noah's 600th year.
那时候雨停止了。
The rain had stopped.
水渐渐过去了。
And the water subsided.
神的审判完成了。
God's judgment had concluded.
神就呼召诺亚他们要从方舟里出来。
And God called Noah and his family to come out of the ark.
得到了二月，又过了一个多月的时间。
After another month,
那么地上差不多干了。
The earth was fully dry.
那时候诺亚他们一家从方舟里面出来。
Noah and his family came out of the ark.
在一个新天新地新的境界里面。
In a new earth, a new environment.
应当他们经过了这么大，经过了神这样伟大的拯救。
They have enjoyed the Lord's great salvation.
在那极其危险当中，就把他们拯救出来。
In the midst of great danger, God saved.
在那死亡的权势充满了整个的世界里头。
When the power of death was pervading in all the earth.
就把他们拯救出来。
God saved them.
所以他们就满心感激。
So they're full of thanksgiving.
为这个缘故，他们筑了一座祭坛。
For this cause, they built it an ark.
把接近牲畜和飞鸟献在坛上面。
And they offered clean animals and clean birds.
这就是在这一段圣经里面所记载的。
This is the record of this portion.
当然，除了做一座祭坛之外
，aside from building an altar,
那么还有其他几件事情啊，也都是这一段圣经所提到的。
This portion of scripture also mentioned a few other items.
下面说到，神就赐福给他们，让他们生养众多，遍满地面。
Afterwards, God blessed them that they would be fruitful and multiply.
另外还有一件特别的事情。
There's one other thing.
就是神把活着的动物赐给他们做食物。
That is, God gave them living animals as food.
只是他们血不能吃。
Only do not eat the blood.
那么他们从前不能吃这些动物的。
Before this time, the men did not eat animals.
因为神没有给他们做食物。
Because God did not give them.
当初亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面。
In the beginning, when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden,
把树上的果子给他们做食物。
God gave them fruit of the trees for food.
那么等到他们从伊甸出来之后
，After they came out of the Eden,
亚当需要耕种田地。
Adam had to till the ground.
虽然是汗流满面
，Even though he was filled with the sweat of the ground,
但是却从田地里得到了出产。
But he gained the produce from the earth.
从那时候，他们可以除了树上的果子之外，那么还有蔬菜可以做他们的食物。
So at that time, aside from fruit of the trees, they could eat also herb of the earth.
或者是其他的那个其他的庄稼。
Or other kind of crops.
那么自从到洪水之后。
But after the deluge,
神才告诉他们说，地上的活在动物里面可以做食物。
This was the time when God told them you can eat living animals.
所以看见他们的食物有了一些的，有了一些的改变。
So you see there's a change in their diet.
或者有了一些的增加。
Or an increase in the diet.
那么第三件、第四件事情呢
？Fourthly,
那么就说到这个神和他们立约。
God covenanted with them.
那么在这段圣经里头啊，我想最重要的就是几点。
These are the most important points in this.
第一点就是神他们在神面前做一个祭坛。
First, they erected an altar.
那么第二点就说到神要他们生养众多。
Second, God commanded they would be fruitful and multiply.
赐福给他们。
God would bless them.
叫他们生养众多，遍辽地面。
And they would fill the earth.
第三点就说到。这个他们那食物有了一些的增加。
The change and increase of diet.
不仅可以吃植物，也可以吃或者动物。
They could eat not only the vegetable life, but also the living animal life.
换句话，用我们今天话来说，不仅可以吃那个吃素的东西，也可以吃活的东西。
In other words, they can eat not just vegetarians, they also carnivores.
第四件事情就是神和他们立约。
Fourthly, God covenant with them.
那么我就着这四件事情呢，和弟兄姊妹有一点交叉。
I will fellowship with you on these four points.
那我们也是在一个新年的开头的时候。
We're at the beginning of a new year.
正好像挪亚的正月初正月一样。
Just like Noah's first month.
那么在这一年开头，他在神面前有这样表现。
In the first of the month, he had such an act for the Lord.
或者是有这些心愿。
Or a heart's desire.
那我们也该有这样这许多心愿。
We also should have these heart's desire.
那这是神所说的喜悦的一件事。
These are the things that please the Lord.
那么头一件事情呢，他们到底有什么心愿呢
？What did they have for as the first thing?
那么头一件事情就是为了神做一个祭坛。
First thing was they erected an altar.
那上次我们弟兄在讲过那个祭坛呢是奉献说的。
Last time a brother mentioned the altar points to our offering.
他们一方在祭坛上当然要献燔祭。
On the one hand they offer burnt offerings.
这不是那个其他的不是其他的祭坛。
These are not other.
乃是那个燔祭坛。
It is an altar of burnt offering.
燔祭坛就指到我们的奉献说的。
To offer the burnt offering points to our consecration.
那么开头给我们看见。
We see
我们的主耶稣为我们在把他自己完全的献给神
the Lord offered himself absolutely.
那使我们在神面前能够得到悦纳
that we would be pleasing before the Lord.
另外一方面也给我们看见我们也应该把我们自己完全的献给神
On the other hand, we see that we should also fully consecrate ourselves.
在主耶稣基督里头那使我们能得到神的喜悦
So that in Christ we can be pleased to God.
这是神所喜悦的一件事情
one thing that pleases God.
我们应该有个心愿把我们自己完全的奉献给神
We should have a desire to offer completely to God.
那么这不仅是在一年开头我们该有的奉献。
This is not only just a once a year thing.
那么更是我们所有出门弟兄姊妹，我们开头走的属灵道路时候，我们都该有的一种表示。
This is an act that all God's children should have in their walk.
把我们自己完全的献给主。
To consecrate fully to the Lord.
把我们交在主的手里面。
To yield ourselves to the Lord.
我们主他是那伟大。
Our God is great.
他是那智慧。
He is wise.
他是那慈爱。
He is merciful.
他知道怎样带领我们。
He knows how to guide us.
他也知道怎样做工在我们的身上。
He knows how to work in us.
而是我们必须要把自己完全的交给他。
But we need to yield ourselves completely to him.
我没有把自己交给他的话。
Unless we yield ourselves completely.
这就很难得在我们身上做事情。
It's difficult for the Lord to work.
当我们把这么自己交在主手里面。
When we put ourselves in His hands.
主才能够自由地带领我们。
He would have a freedom to guide us.
并且也助攻在我们的身上。
To work in us.
叫我们这个人能够越过也有长进。
So that we would increase in the Lord.
越过也有改变。
And be transformed in the Lord.
所以奉献可以说是我们属灵经历头的那个头一步。
Consecration is the first thing in our experience.
当我们跟随主的路上
In the path of following the Lord,
首要一件事情就把自己完全交给主。
First and foremost thing is to consecrate ourselves.
就像我们刚才我们弟兄所唱的诗歌。
As we have sang a while ago.
主把他自己完全给了我们。
God had gave himself completely.
我们应该把自己完全的交给主。
We too should yield ourselves.
让主在我们身上得到主权。
So that he would have sovereignty.
那么这就是我们的那个奉献。
This is our consecration.
所以奉献呢，有弟兄们他说可以说是一个主权的转移。
So some brother has said consecration is a change of sovereignty.
从前我们这个人是在自己手里面。
Formerly we are in control.
我们愿意做什么就做什么。
We do whatever we wish.
我们愿意到哪里去到哪里去。
Go wherever we go.
我们喜欢什么我们就喜欢说什么我就说什么。
We do and say whatever we like.
那什么是奉献呢？
So what is consecration?
就是把我们的主权转移给神。
That is good.Turn our sovereignty to the Lord.
交在主的手里面。
To put it in His hand.
让主完全得着我们。
That He would gain us completely.
就让他完全的支配我们。
That He can have full control.
这就是我们的奉献。
This is our consecration.
还不光是我们奉献一点财物。
It is not just to offer some wealth.
也不光是奉献一点的时间。
Or to offer some time.
乃是把我整个的人都交给他。
But to yield ourselves completely to Him.
让他照他喜悦的来带领我们。
So that He would guide us according to His heart's pleasure.
管制我们
to rule over,
来助攻在我们的身上
to work inside of us.
那这是我们应该有的奉献
This is the kind of consecration we should have.
有一位弟兄他是很喜欢他说他很喜欢读属灵的传记
A brother said he loves to read the spiritual biography.
我相信他读了很多很多的传记
I believe he read many.
那么也这个不仅是这个一个国家可能很多国家的那许多基督徒的传记
He probably read many from different countries.
那么他读这传记说不是看故事。
When he read these biographies, he wasn't reading stories.
他最宝贵的一件事情，或者最他最最注意一件事情，就是看见他们那个生活的秘诀。
He paid attention to the secret of their life.
他们怎样能够在主面前站立得住
？How these people were able to stand before the Lord?
怎样的属灵生命一直有长进
？How were they able to grow before the Lord?
那个秘诀在什么地方
？Where is the secret?
他一直来注意这件事情。
He paid that attention.
因为他看见有许多人开头是非常好。
Because he saw many people had a wonderful beginning.
对了，过一段时间这就落下去了。
But began to backslide after some time.
有好多人是开头走在正路上面。
Some people began to walk.
那么过了一段时间，那么受了迷惑和引诱，那么就离开了主。
And after some time, they were tempted and left the Lord.
所以多少的弟兄姊妹，那么道路不是那个那样正直。
Many brothers and sisters weren't walking a straight way.
不是那一直在那向上去的。
They weren't ascending all the time.
乃是在那里那个曲曲折折。
But they were taking a crooked way.
乃是在那起起伏伏的。
They're going up and down.
那么这些不仅是让我们的时间呢在受到损失。
Not only we waste our time.
并且也让我们在主也让我们那个站立不住。
And we could not stand before the Lord.
那个为什么有的人他们是那样好
？But why other people are so good?
一生在跟随主。
They follow the Lord faithfully all life, all their life.
有的人确实那样常常是反反复复的。
But other people turn their back off.
甚至让人落下去。
And even backslide.
他就发现一个秘诀。
So he discovered a secret.
或者发现一个事实。
Or he discovered a fact.
在他们生活里头都那些那个一直在跟随主。
That in those people who are able to follow the Lord,
跟随主到底的一般人
all the way to the end.
那么他们那个在有一个在有他们有一个秘诀
They have one secret.
那个秘诀是这个是每个人都是这样
And everyone possesses the same secret.
就他们在开头的时候把自己完全那彻底的在那奉献给主
The first and foremost, they consecrate fully to the Lord.
这是他们生活的秘诀
This is the secret of their life.
这是他们蒙保守的秘诀
This is the secret of being kept.
也是他们一直向前行的秘诀
This is the secret that they are able to go forward all the time.
起起伏伏
The other people who are going up and down.
所有那个弯弯曲走在弯曲弯弯曲曲道路上面
Those who walk the crooked way.
都是在奉献上不够彻底
They weren't fully consecrated.
虽然有心愿
Though they have a desire,
虽然是有热心
though they have the zeal,
但是因为在奉献上不够彻底
but they weren't thorough in their consecration,
或者没有把自己交在主的手里面
or they didn't yield themselves completely to the Lord's hand,
仍然把自己的主权是握在自己手上
they grasped their own sovereignty,
所以难怪他的生活那个不正常
No wonder their life is not normal.
在属灵道路上不能一直向前行。
They cannot follow through in their spiritual journey.
他就觉得说那个奉献乃是我们最重要的一件事情。
So he felt consecration is the most important matter.
我盼望我们弟兄姊妹看重这一件事情。
I hope our brothers and sisters pay attention to this matter.
我们把我们自己完全交在主手里。
We yield ourselves completely to the Lord.
特别是我们在属灵道路开头的时候。
Especially in the first part of our spiritual journey.
我们应该把自己完全的交给主。
Yield ourselves completely to the Lord.
那么这个在一个每一年一个新的开头
In the first of every year,
我们也应该把这一年我们都交在主的手里
We should consecrate this whole year to the Lord
那不仅是盼望在这一年享受他的恩典
Not only in this year we would enjoy his grace
也让他在这一年当中完全的得到我们
But during the year he would completely gain it
充满在我们里面
And be filled up in it
那占有我们
And occupy us
管理我们整个这一年的生活
And rule our whole life
弟兄姊妹这是主所喜欢的一件事情
This is the thing that pleases the Lord
那么诺亚为什么他把自己完全地交托给主呢
Why did Noah consecrate himself fully to the Lord
当然我刚才跟弟兄姊妹说过
As I mentioned a while ago
这不是主大人命令他这样做
God didn't command him to do so
虽然主喜欢他这样做
So it pleases God that he did so
但是主没有勉强他
But God didn't force him
他没有说你要为我做一座祭坛
He did not say Noah build me an ark
你要 把你自己完全的奉献给我
You offer consecrate yourself completely to me
没有这样的命令他
The Lord did not command that.
或者没有这样勉强他。
Or didn't force.
诺亚为什么这样做
？But why did Noah do such a thing?
乃是因为他被神的恩典所感动。
Because he was moved by God's grace.
实在是太爱他。
God loved him so.
实在太恩待他们了。
Was so gracious to them.
当众人都在那审判之下。
When all the people in the earth are under the judgment,
那个死亡的权势当中
and have fallen into the power of death,
他们却蒙了拯救
but they have been saved.
主神为他们预备了这样一个完全的救法
God had prepared such a complete salvation for them.
是他们住在方舟里面
that they could dwell securely in the ark.
进入方舟，他们经过了洪水的审判
but through the ark, they passed through the condemnation of the flood.
经过了死亡的权势
passed through the power of the death.
并且到那个时候从里面出来
and came out of the ark.
弟兄姊妹，让他们蒙了这么大的恩典
when they had enjoyed such a grace,
他们得到这么大的拯救
received such a salvation,
他们心自然而然心被主的恩典受感动
spontaneously their heart is touched by God's grace
自己完全交在主手
and yielded themselves fully to the Lord
没有什么东西能够来报答主
they have nothing to repay God
无论是我们的时间也好
whether our time
我们的财务也好
our wealth
都不能够叫主得到满足
none can please the Lord
只有一件事情
only one thing
把我们这个人完全的交出来
That is to fully consecrate ourselves.
让他来充满我们
That he will fill us.
来占有我们
Occupy us.
来支配我们
And control us.
让他在我们身上做我们的主
And be the Lord in our life.
弟兄姊妹，这是主所最喜欢的一件事。
This is the thing that God pleases the most.
那罗马书，我们读过罗马书的话
If we read Romans,
我们就知道罗马书十二章开头时候也提到这一节圣经。
Romans 12 in the beginning also mentioned the scripture.
我们大家都很熟悉这一句话。
We are all very familiar with such a saying.
那里说的弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
It says, brothers, by the mercies of God, I entreat you.
将身体献上。
To offer your body to living sacrifice.
活祭是圣洁的
It is holy.
是神所喜悦的
Well pleasing to God.
你们如此侍奉是理所当然的
And this is your most reasonable service.
那么是这个保罗在劝弟兄姊妹
It is Paul's entreaty.
那么为什么他这样劝呢
Why did he exhort?
这不是一个勉强的件事
This is not something he forced.
这个乃是他前面讲了那么多神的救恩
It is because he had enjoyed the grace of God.
从第一章一直到第十一章
From chapter 1 all the way through 11.
我们若是读过这些圣经的话
If we read all these scriptures.
我们就看见那个神的救恩不仅是那样的这个伟大
We see not only God's salvation is great.
神的救恩是那里完全。
God's salvation is complete.
是把我们从一切里面拯救出来。
To save us out of everything.
那么使我们成为圣洁瑕疵，
so、that,
圣洁没有瑕疵。
So that we would be holy without blame.
到了一个时候，叫我们能完全像神的儿子一样。
To the extent that we be fully like the Son of God.
挪出了那个他自己的形象。
To be conformed to the image of His Son.
并且当他有一天再来的时候。
That on the day of His coming.
他要带领我们众人进到荣耀里面去。
He will lead many sons into glory.
和他在一起围绕在父的面前，在那里欢喜敬拜。
That together with him, we will be surrounding the Father to worship him.
并且和他一同作王，一同掌权。
And also to rule and reign with him.
在我们身上的救恩实在是太大太大。
God's salvation in us is truly great.
超过我们今天所认识的。
Far exceeds our experience.
更是超过我们所经历的。
Far exceeds our experience.
在罗马书头一章就说到我们的光景。
Romans chapter 1 tells us our condition.
我们都是死在罪恶过犯里边的一般人。
We're all dead in sin.
到那个时候啊，神就下任凭我们。
In due time, God will allow us.
你愿意怎样就怎样。
You can do whatever you wish.
你管都不管。
He would not care anymore.
就好像在挪亚那个时代一样。
Just as in the days of Noah.
神的灵啊，不再和人相争了。
God's spirit would no longer strive with man.
是啊，神哪争来争去，到末了了，人都是那心地刚硬。
Even though God did have strive with us, but man has hardened his heart.
神就放弃了。
And God gave up.
对这个时代，神也是这样。
To this age, God is the same.
要咱放弃了。
God will give up.
很多不法的事。
There are much lawlessness,
很多败坏邪恶的事情
much corruption,
你看不见神的手在管制
and you do not see the sovereign hand of the Lord.
好像这个世界越过越败坏
as though the world is getting more and more corrupt.
弟兄姊妹在我们还没有得救的时候
before our salvation,
我们也是生活在这个罪恶过犯的里面
we also did live in sin.
我们是在那个圣的愤怒之下
we live in the wrath of God.
有一天落在那个神的审判之下
one day we're to be under the judgment
感谢赞美主。当我们还死在罪恶过犯的时候，因着他爱我们的大爱，把我们从死亡里面拯救出来了，使我们又认识了我们的主耶稣基督。因着我们相信我们主的缘故，主不仅叫我们罪能够得到赦免，
not only our sin is forgiven,
那并且使我们在神面前被神称义。
Also we are justified before God.
那不但这样，
not only so,
他也在我们身上继续不断的做工。
He continues to work in us.
因为我们虽然在主耶稣基督里面，
because we're in Christ,
和他有活着连接。
And are united with him.
他不仅是叫我们在叫我们的罪得到赦免。
Not only forgave our sins.
使我们能够靠着他的血，能够侍立在神的面前。
That by his blood we're able to stand before God.
能够亲近神。
And to come close to God.
能够享受神的同在。
And to enjoy God's presence.
弟兄姊妹，这就太宝贵了。
This is too precious.
像我们这样污秽败坏的人。
A filthy man as we are.
我们怎样能够亲近神？
How can we come close to God?
我们怎样能够侍立在神的面前？
How are we able to stand before God?
他是那里圣洁，
He is so holy.
他是那里公义，
so righteous.
不要说我不能亲近他，
not to mention we cannot draw nigh
him. 如果是靠近他的话，
even come a little
closer, 我们就会扑倒在他的面前，
we will prostrate before him.
没有一个人在他面前能够站立得住，
none is able to stand before him.
今天我们不仅是能够亲近神，
today we're not only able to draw nigh him,
坦然无惧，
but to come with boldness.
神不仅赦免了我们的罪，
He not only forgives our sins,
并且是那里那样爱我们
and he loves us.
他爱我们到一个地步
he loves us to the extent,
好像没有办法再爱了
as though he cannot love anymore,
亲爱的兄弟们他和我们近到一个地步啊
he's so close to us,
一个已经没有办法再想近了
cannot be any closer,
因为我们今天在神的儿子里面
because today we are in Christ,
他怎样爱他的儿子
how he loves his son,
他也照样的爱我们
likewise he loves us,
他怎样和他儿子那相近
as close as he is to the Son.
和我们也是这样。
Likewise, for us.
弟兄姊妹，我们和神发生了何等一个紧密的关系？
We're so intimate with our God.
一个亲密的关系。
We have a relationship.
弟兄姊妹，这不是应当我们的行为。
This is not because of a good deed.
也不是应当我们的热心。
Not because of our zeal.
我们没有什么可夸的。
There's nothing we can boast of.
乃是因着主耶稣的缘故。
It is all because of our deed.
借着他的血。
By his blood.
使我们在神的面前被称为义。
That we can be justified before God.
能够这样爱我们。
For God to love us so.
能够这样喜悦我们。
To take pleasure in us.
像喜欢的儿子一样，
弟兄们，
何等大的恩典！
This is such a great.
他不断这样，
not only so,
并且他要在我们里面做工。
He will work in us.
记得他所成功的救赎，
by his salvation,
也记得他十字架的那个拯救，
and by the saving grace of
his cross, 把我们从那个罪的权势里头大拯救出来。
He delivers us from the power of sin.
让我们脱离了罪的权势，
that we can be separated from the power of sin.
死亡的辖制，
and to escape the control of
世界的霸占。
sin and the world.
也脱离了脱离了我们肉体情欲。
And we can be separated from.
把我们从这一切的刀子拯救出来了。
We can be saved from all these things.
他也借着圣灵做工在我们的身上。
By the Spirit, He works in us.
来教导我们。
To teach us.
来带领我们。
To guide us.
来管制我们。
To control us.
那么在我们身上继续不断的做工。
So that He continues to work in us.
把我们这许多人能够磨成主耶稣的形象。
That many of us can be conforming to the image of.
我们能够像主耶稣基督一样。
That we can be like Him.
他是怎样的纯洁。
How pure he is.
我们也是这样。
Likewise, we will be.
他是怎样的圣洁。
How holy he is.
我们也是这样。
Likewise, we will be.
他是怎样的荣耀。
How glorious he is.
我们也是这样。
We also will be.
还把我们做到的地步。
He will work in such an extent.
完全像他的儿子。
We will be completely conformed to his son.
若是我们看见神在我们身上的工作。
For instance, if we see the work of God in us.
我们真是要在神面前匍匐在地上。
We will prostrate to worship him.
他是这样的爱我们。
He loves us so much.
借他儿子为我们成就了大事。
By his son, he accomplished great things.
有一天的时候。
One day,
他的儿子要再来。
His son will return.
到那一天要接我们进到荣耀里面。
On that day to receive and usher us into glory.
我们和他一同在作王。
That we will rule and reign with him.
一同在掌权。
And be a king.
彰显他的荣耀。
To manifest his glory.
讨父神的喜欢。
To please the Father.
弟兄姊妹。
Francis,
这是主为我们所成功的救恩，
这是 salvation God
是一个伟大的救恩，也是个完全的救恩，也是个救到底救恩。
Salvation to the uttermost，
不但是这样，
not only so,
并且也是那的稳固，
it is solid,
坚定，
it is secure,
永不摇动的。
It is unshakable.
所以他讲到那个罗马书讲到第八章之后，
so、Romans after Romans 8,
他末了就有几个那个在问题。
At the end, he asked a few questions.
我想弟兄姊妹还能不能想起来？
Can you remember?
他说谁还能够抵挡我们呢？
Who can resist us?
神是站在我们这一面。
God is on our side.
无论是苦难也好。
Whether affliction,
无论是疾病也好
whether sickness,
无论是仇敌也好
whether enemy,
无论世界也好
whether the world,
无论任何的权势
or any
power, 都不能抵挡我们
cannot resist us,
因为神是站在我们这一面
because God is on our side,
因为神是为了我们的
because God is for us,
因为神是帮助我们的
God is, help us,
有一位弟兄说呀
one brother said,
他说今天世人都靠着群众的势力
People of the world depend on the mob power.
若是群众都支持他的话呢
If the mob supports him,
他就觉得还有力量
He is very powerful.
那么那个，因为他的背后有那么多的群众
Because behind his back there is many people.
都在支持他
They all support him.
所以那么要都要这个看大多数的意见如何
So they must consider the opinion of the majority.
他就站在大多数这一方面
And he will stand on the side of the majority.
大多数都起来支持
And the majority will support him.
弟兄姊妹
For instance,
我们不是靠着世人
We are not depending,
我们也不是靠任何的权势
Or any power.
我们乃是靠着我们的神
We depend on our God.
他说如他我们弟兄说如果神带着你站在你这一面的话
The brother said, if God is on your side,
那就最大多数
That is the greatest majority.
没有的数比这相和这相比了。
There's not another majority that can compare with it. He has the greatest
power. 神若是帮助我们
，God is for us.
谁是站在我们这一面
？God is on our side.
谁还能抵挡我们呢
？Who shall be against us?
谁能够再控告我们呢
？Who can accuse us?
有神称为义的。
God justifies us.
谁也不能再控告我们。
No one can condemn us.
因为神称为义的。
Because God has justified us.
我们的神乃是最高法庭。
God has, is the supreme court.
不要说世人不能再控告我们。
Not to mention the world cannot condemn us.
我们的良心不能再控告我们。
Our conscience can no longer accuse us.
他的鬼魔也不能再控告我们。
Even, Satan, the enemy cannot accuse us.
我们靠着主耶稣宝血，神已经成为义了。
By the precious blood of Lord Jesus, God justifies us.
谁还能再定我们的罪呢
？Who can condemn us?
有主耶稣为我们死了。
It is Christ who died for us.
并且从死里复活。
And resurrected from.
现在神的面前，天天为我们祷告。
And is praying for us on the side of the Father.
使我们得到释放。
That we will be released.
我们得到自由。
And will be free.
谁也不能够再定我们的罪。
No one can condemn us anymore.
谁能叫我们和神的爱隔绝呢
？Who can separate us from the love of God?
无论是患难困苦。
Whether affliction or difficulty.
无论是艰难饥饿。
Whether hunger or difficulty.
无论是天上地上所有一切受到之物。
Or anything in heaven or earth.
都不能叫我们和神的爱隔绝。
None can separate us from the love of
God. 因为这个爱乃是在主耶稣基督里面的。
Because this love is in Christ.
当我们在主耶稣基督里面。
When we're in Christ Jesus.
所有的爱都在他儿子身上。
All his love is in his son.
我们在他儿子里面。
We're in his son.
神所有的爱也都在我们的身上。
And all the love is on us.
我们。 乃是神所爱的。
This is what pleases God.
不是引导我们的行为。
It is not by our good deeds.
也不是引导我们的热心。
Or our zeal.
乃是引导神的儿子的缘故。
But because of the Son of God.
弟兄们，我们今天在主耶稣基督里面。
Today we're in Christ Jesus.
引导神的儿子。
It is because of His Son.
我们有了何等大的救恩。
We have received such a wonderful salvation.
何等坚固。
It is so secure.
是永远不能不摇动的。
It is unshakable.
是经得起向所有一切受造物的挑战的。
It can face the challenge of all creation.
那么我们这样大的救恩怎样能临到我们身上呢？
How can this great salvation come to us?
不是借着我们的努力，
Not by our effort.
也不是借着引导我们有什么好的行为，
Or by our good deeds.
也不是引导我们这个有好的出身，
Or our birth.
或者借着我们这样的热心，
Or by our zeal.
乃是借着这是神乃是引导神的怜悯。
It is altogether God's mercy.
是神怜悯我们。
God is, it is.
是神爱我们。
Has mercy and loves us.
所以让救恩临到我们身上。
And therefore salvation comes to us.
世界有好多比我们还好一点的人。
There are many people who are much better than us.
和他比我们更聪明。
They're wiser than us.
和他们比我们更有才干。
They're capable.
可能他们比我们行为还要高，还要好一点。
They might have even better deeds than us.
但是神没有拯救。
But God did not save.
虽然我们远远赶不上这一般人。
Though we fall far behind these people.
但是我们今天蒙了怜悯。
But we have received mercy.
弟兄们，不是因着我们的缘故。
It's not because of us.
乃是因着我们的神。他爱我们。
It is because God loves us.
他怜悯我们。
He has mercy on us.
这是他主宰的管制。
This is his sovereignty.
这是他的权柄。
This is his power.
他愿意怜悯谁，
Whoever he shows mercy,
就怜悯谁。
He will show mercy.
愿意恩待谁就恩待谁。
Whoever he gives grace, he gives grace.
我们是蒙怜悯的一般人。
We are those who receive mercy.
他是不在意那定义的。
It is not up to him who
也不在于那奔跑的。
Or he determines.
乃在于发怜悯的神。
But it is up to him who has mercy.
我们有这么大的恩典。
We have received such mercy.
不在于我们怎样。
It is not because of us.
乃是神的主权。
But it is because of his sovereignty.
乃是神的怜悯。
His mercy.
我们感谢赞美他。
Thank and praise him.
这实在是白白的恩典。
It is free salvation.
临到我们的身上。
That has befallen.
当然另外一方面。
On the other hand.
还有也引导我们的心。
Because of our faith.
若是神这样怜悯我们，
God have mercy on us.
我们不相信，
But if we do not believe,
我们不接受的话呢，
and do not accept,
那么这个就还是不能临到我们身上。
And this still cannot come to us.
引导神这样怜悯我们，
because God shows mercy.
我们的心呢受了感动，
our heart is touched.
我们敞开我们的心，
we open our heart.
接受神所为我们成功的，
to receive all God.Accomplishment.
接受了主耶稣基督，
receive Jesus Christ.
让我们这样接受他的缘故，
because of this acceptance,
所以我们神的恩典就临，神的救恩就临到我们的身
上。God's grace, salvation has come to us.
那么末了他也说到，也因着我们是在主耶稣基督里。
At the end, he says also because we are in Christ Jesus.
因着我们呢和主耶稣连接的缘故。
Because of our union with him.
他是那个圣洁的。
He is holy.
我们因着和他连接的缘故。
By reason of being united with him.
我们也成为那个圣洁的。
We also become holy.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers,
今天我们在基督里面。
In Christ today.
我们和主耶稣联合在一起。
We are united with Christ.
借着主耶稣基督。
By the Lord Jesus.
照神在他儿子里所成功的救恩一点一点成就到了。
To accomplish all that he accomplished in Christ Jesus.
这是极大的救恩。
This is such a great salvation.
是我们想都没办法说能够想象得到的。
It is incomprehensible.
亲爱的兄弟们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天应当我们在主耶稣基督里面。
Because we are in Christ Jesus today.
都是属于我们。
All these belong to us.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise God.
神的恩典何等的大。
God's grace is so great.
神的慈爱是何等的丰富。
God's mercy is abundant.
所以保罗写到这里的时候，
So when Paul writes these,
他说弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
That's why Paul says, I entreat you by the mercies of God.
献上。
To offer your body.
当作活祭。
A living sacrifice.
是这样的爱我们。
God loves us so much.
他向我们是满了怜悯。
He is full of compassion to us.
我们应该把我们自己完全的献给他。
We should fully consecrate ourselves.
交托给他。
To yield ourselves.
这是一个蒙恩的人，他自然而然的有的反应。
This is a spontaneous reaction of every saved one.
还把我们自己抓在自己手里头。
If we still lay hold of ourselves.
我们不肯把交给主的话。
Unwilling to yield to him.
那是我们不知道那个神的救恩是多大。
And we would not know how great the salvation is.
也不知道他的为我们成就的是何等的荣耀。
We would not know how glorious what he has come for.
看见这件事情。
If we've seen this.
亲爱的兄弟们，我们自然一个反应，把自己交给主。
Spontaneous reaction is to consecrate ourselves.
没有什么东西来报答他。
We have nothing to repay him.
我这个人完全的交给。
But to yield myself completely to him.
那什么是把自己交给主呢？
How is it to yield ourselves?
什么是那个奉献呢？
What is consecration?
他说那个奉献就是做活祭。
He said that consecration is a living sacrifice.
所有祭物都是为了神的喜悦，为了神的满足的。
All the sacrifices are for God's pleasure.
特别是那个燔祭。
Especially the burnt offering.
是完全为了神的。
It is completely for God.
所以他们以色列人献燔祭的时候
，So when the Israelites offer burnt offering,
或者献一只牛。
Whether a bullock,
或者是献一只羊
whether a sheep,
他们呢是把整个牛和羊啊完全焚烧在祭坛上面
they offered the bullock or sheep completely burned on the altar
其他的祭物祭司还可以享受
all the other offerings the priest would have afforded
这个燔祭是完全的焚烧在祭坛上面
only the burnt offering is completely burned on the altar
不要那馨香之气
and there's a sweet aroma
神的心就满足了
and God smells it and is satisfied
我们的主耶稣的奉献
And this points to the Lord Jesus' sacrifice. It is a complete offering. He completely gave himself to the Lord. For instance, our offering should be the same.
谁所要的奉献，那是完全的奉献。
God's demand is a complete salvation. Complete offering.
你不能说，如果把这个东西奉献给
那个东西，还是我的。You cannot say I offered this part, I hold on to the other.
你不能摸的。
Yeah, Lord, you cannot touch this part.
那就不是完全的奉献。
That is not a complete offering.
若是不能做我们完全的主。
That means the Lord cannot be a complete God to us.
他就不是我们的主。
And He is not our God at all.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
一
个祭物那是完全完全奉献给神。
An offering should be completely offered to God.
为了神的喜悦。
For His satisfaction.
为了神的满足。
And pleasure.
许多时候，我们听见弟兄姊妹的祷告。
Much times we hear brothers and sisters pray.
或者交通的时候。
Or fellowship.
当然，那个祷告交通也很好。
Though the fellowship and prayer is good.
如果呢，还是脱不了我们在幼稚的阶段。
But it still has a flavor of immaturity.
为了我们的喜悦
We're all for our own pleasure.
为了我们的满足
Our own satisfaction.
主啊，你是我的喜悦
Lord, is you are my satisfaction.
你是我的满足
You are my pleasure.
为了我
You're for me.
弟兄们，我们蒙恩得救了
Versus we are saved.
在属灵时还是以我们自己为中心的
But in spiritual things, we're still the center.
我们在世界里面
In the world.
我们盼全世界都是为了我的。
We hope the whole world is for us.
我们蒙恩得救之后呢？
After salvation,
加上主也是为了我们的。
And we add one other item, God is for us too.
当然这个是不错的。
Of course, this is good.
这实在是为了我们的。
God truly is for us.
我们有首诗歌。
We have a
hymn. 耶稣为我。
God, Jesus for me.
耶稣为我。
Jesus for me.
的确，主耶稣是为了我们的。
Truly, Jesus is for me.
若是不为了我们的话，
not for us,
他就不肯这样的牺牲，是不是？
He would not be willing to sacrifice himself.
他实在是为了我们。
He truly is for us.
亲爱的兄弟们，我们应该。有一点长进
We should mature a little.
脱离了那个婴孩的阶段
To advance from being babe and to attain maturity.
感谢主，主是为了我们的。
Thank God, God is for us.
我们也是为了主的。
And we're for Him.
亲爱的兄弟们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要
For turn us completely.
看见我们整个是为了主的喜悦。
To see that we are for God's pleasure.
为了主的满足。
And satisfaction.
亲爱的兄弟们
Dear brothers and sisters,
你真是为了主的喜悦的话
If truly you are for God's pleasure,
主就为了我们的喜悦。
God will become your
主的心喜悦了
When God is pleased
我们的心也就安息了
Our heart is at rest
主的心还没有喜悦
If God is not pleased
我们就是求喜悦的话呢
Even if we ask for pleasure
不要说不容易得着
Not to mention it
就是得着了也不够完全
Even if we gain a little it is not complete Dear brothers and sisters
一个祭那是为了神的喜悦为了神的满足
There's one offering that is for God's pleasure and satisfaction
不是为了我自己要得着什么
Not for me to gain something
那是为了要神要得着什么
But for God to gain something.
不是我们要得到什么祝福
Not that we will be blessed.
乃是我们神得到称赞
But God will be blessed.
让我们整个的生活
That our whole life
都是为了神的喜悦
Will be for God's pleasure.
无论是我们的话也好
Whether our words
我们的行动也好
Our deeds
我们的手中工作也好
Or our work
甚至连我们的思想意念
Even down to our thoughts
都是为了神的喜悦
Everything is for God's pleasure.
为了神的满足
For His satisfaction.
这是一个祭物
This is a sacrifice.
这是一个奉献给神的人。
This is a person who is consecrated.
在旧约的祭物啊，都是把它杀死掉的。
In the Old Testament, all the sacrifices are killed.
是一个死的祭物。
They are dead offerings.
但是在神的面前，神还是活的。
But before God, He reckoned it as living.
因为在祭物，他都撒上盐的。
Because they are sprinkled with salt.
但是在新约的祭物啊，
But the New Testament sacrifices, they're not dead.
还是活的祭物。
The living sacrifice.
虽然我们是活着的。
Because we're living.
但是我们是为了，我们是为了神的。
But we're fully for God.
我们那是活祭。
We're living sacrifice.
我们的确有我们自己的思想意念。
So we possess our own thoughts.
但是我们把这一切都放在一边。
But we lay them aside.
让为了主的喜悦。
That for God's pleasure.
为了主的满足。
For God's satisfaction.
这是一个活祭。
This is a living sacrifice.
这是圣洁的。
This is holy.
这是神所喜悦的。
This is God's pleasure.
你们如此侍奉。
serve in such a way.
那是理所当然的。
It is reasonable service.
那么什么叫做如此侍奉呢？
What does it mean to serve in such a way?
这个侍奉原也在也可以这个它原来是从那个敬拜那个字产生出来的。
Where service comes out of the word worship.
你可以说如此敬拜。
Or you can put it the other way.
这是理所当然的。
Your worship is
弟兄姊妹什么是奉献？
What is offering?
奉献就是我们的敬拜。
Our offering is our worship.
换过来说也可以。
You can turn it around.
什么是敬拜？
What is worship?
敬拜就是我们的奉献。
Worship is our offering.
把自己完全奉献给神。
To offer ourselves completely to the Lord.
完全奉献给主。
Completely offered.
为了他的喜悦。
For his satisfaction.
为了他的满足。
And pleasure.
那这就是我们的敬拜。
That is our worship.
不是我们唱几首诗歌就敬拜了。
It is not that we sing a few hymns.
也不是我们有一点祷告一点赞美就敬拜了。
Or offer some praises.
当然这个也是主所喜欢的一件事。
那
是
用
真实的敬拜，那是让主为了主的喜悦，
it is for God's
为了主的满足。
And God's
那这个才是真实的敬拜。所有的敬拜不在外面做什么。
So our worship is not dependent on
乃在我们的心如何
but up to our
我们灵如何
how's our spirit
用心灵和诚实来敬拜。
That's why we worship with in spirit and in truth
完全的献给他。
We completely offer
让我们在生活里面
in our life,
在侍奉里面
in our worship,
在工作里面
service,
在每一件事情上面让他得到喜悦
that he will be pleased,
让他得到满足
he will be satisfied,
就是我们唱诗歌也好
even in our singing of
him, 我们祷告也好
in our prayer,
我们赞美也好
in our praises,
但是为着他的喜悦
it is all for his
他得到满足
for his satisfaction,
弟兄姊妹这个是心的敬拜
this is worship of the heart.
这是灵的敬拜
worship of the spirit.
这是真实的敬拜
this is the worship of truth.
那是把自己完全献给他
that is to completely consecrate yourself.
为了他叫他得到喜悦和满足
so that he will be pleased and satisfied.
这是奉献
this is
我真是巴不得我们弟兄姊妹都把自己完全奉献给主
with all our brothers and sisters to consecrate
the Lord. 特别信满的弟兄姊妹
especially the newly saved.
你们要蒙到保守
You are kept.
你们要是有属灵的长进。
You want some spiritual growth.
你们若是要在你们属灵要有对主有更多的认识。
You want to know the Lord more.
把自己交在主的手里面。
Yield yourself to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，最大的一个难处。
This is our most difficult thing.
就是把我们自己握在自己手里。
Is to grasp ourselves.
从前怎样凭着自己而活。
How we used to live by ourselves.
还是这样。
We still do so.
从前怎样是以自己为中心。
How we used to be self-centered.
今天仍然是这样。
Today we're still the same.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，年日可以过去。
Years will pass away,
但是我们属灵生命不会有长进。
But our spiritual life will never grow.
让我们把我们开的时候把自己完全的奉献给。
In the beginning, may we consecrate ourselves fully.
也许你已经把自己完全奉献给。
Maybe you already consecrate yourself.
那我就用一个弟兄所讲问的话我来问。
And I will ask question which your brother asked.
那你的话是一般的奉献呢？你的奉献是一般的奉献呢
？Is your consecration a common consecration?
你的奉献还是专一的奉献？
Or a specific consecration?
若是我们光是这样说，主啊，我把我自己交给你吧。
If we just say, Lord, I give myself.
那这是一般的奉献。
This is a common consecration.
等到主摸着某一点。的时候
了
哦，你说这个不能摸的
you say,、oh, Lord,
这个我是不肯的是不是
亲
爱的兄弟兄要专一的奉献
we need to specifically
我每一年在开头的时候
in the beginning of every year,
或者每一个环境转变的时候
at the turn of every environment,
我们都需要好好在主面前考虑一下考察一下
consider carefully before
还有什么地方没有把自己没有放松下来
is there something else that I have not
还有什么东西是我自己保留的
Do I still lay hold something?
还有什么东西我不肯交给主的
Is there still something I reserve myself?
我们应当再重新把自己再奉献一打
Reconsecrate yourself
把我们所保留
All that you reserve
我们所爱的
All that you love
我们所不肯放下的
All that you are unwilling to lay aside
运着他的恩典
Because of his grace
交给他
Reconsecrate to him
让他完全的得着我
That he will fully gain us
亲爱的弟兄姊妹那么这是神所最喜欢的一件事
This is something that pleases the Lord the most
可能神所摸着我是我们所我们所不肯放下的。
Perhaps the Lord touched something we're unwilling to lay down.
是我们所最爱、所最宝贵的。
Something that we treasure the most.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我们需要把这些彻底、专一的奉献给主。
We need to thoroughly and specifically consecrate ourselves.
所以我们的奉献并不是这个一次。不是一下子同时完全就可以了。
So our consecration is never once for all.
我们应该是常常更新我们的奉献。
We should renew our consecration often.
就像你们知道有一本书叫《新香的末药》。
We all know this a book by Madame Guyon.
那本书说了甘恩夫人。
It mentioned about Madame Guyon.
非常爱主人。
She is one that loves the Lord most.
她虽然在天主教里面，
但是
却是非常的认识主。
But she knew the Lord deeply.
好多弟兄姊妹承认说，从她得到属灵帮助。
Many brothers received help from her.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Your brothers,
她那许多见证也都让我心里很受感动。
All her testimony touched us.
那么这个人就是把自己完全奉献给主。
Here's the person who is fully consecrated.
她说每一年开头的时候，
She said the first of every year,
我都在神面前来更新我的婚约。
I renew my marriage vow to the Lord.
看我还有什么说爱吗？
To see whether there's still something I
love. 除了他之外，
aside from him.
我还有什么说宝贵的？
Is there something that I treasure aside from him?
我要把所有的一切再奉献给他。
I would reconsecrate everything to him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是一年的开头。
This is the first of the year.
让我们也做一个祭坛。
May we erect an altar.
完全的奉献给主。
To consecrate ourselves fully.
到今天你还是你和主一直在争的一点。
Today you're still striving with the Lord.
一直在坚持这件事情。
Still insisting upon one thing.
一直舍不得不敢放下的。
Still unwilling to lay down.
但是主是摸到的。
The Lord is touching.
让我们啊，再把它奉献给。
May we reconsecrate that to Him.
让我们更新我们的奉献。
May we renew our consecration.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
好让主能够完全的得到。
That the Lord will fully gain us.
这是圣洁的。
This is holy.
是神所喜悦的。
It's well pleasing.
你们如此敬拜。
Worship in such a way.
乃是理所当然。
It is reasonable.
下面我们的思想，我们心思才能被更新。
And after that, our mind can be renewed.
下面我们才能产生出那些爱的侍奉，那些谦虚的谦卑的侍奉。
Following this, there can be the service of humility.
身体的服侍，
是吧 ？And the service in the body.
我们弟兄上一次说就讲到我们做祭司。
Our brother mentioned to be a priest.
我们大家都很受感动。
We're all very touched.
哎呀，感谢主，我们要做祭司啊。
Praise the Lord, we all want to be priests.
祭司现在要怀着神的儿女们。
A priest is one who has God's children in his breast.
关心神的儿女们。
One who cares for God's children.
肩膀上要担负到神儿女们的责任。
He bears the responsibility for God's children.
我们弟兄他就说到他自己。
And our brother mentioned himself.
你们若是十一点钟去打电话给他的话，他都啊回来不了。
Even if you call him 11 o'clock at night, he will answer you.
所以你不要忘记他的应许。
So don't forget his promise.
神的弟兄姊妹，若不是把自己完全奉献给主的话，
Unless we're fully consecrated,
我们每个人事情的。
We all have our own thing.
我们弟兄摆着那么忙的工作。
Our brother is so busy at work.
家里那么多的孩子。
So many children.
你十点钟打电话给我。
And you call me at 11 o'clock.
那我就是我要睡觉的时候，是不是？
Time for my rest.
我是不好好睡觉的话，明天早上我怎么上班呢？
If I cannot rest well, how can I go to work?
你就是没有把自己完全奉献给主的人。
Unless you are fully consecrated,
都是以自己为中心。
You are always self-centered.
亲爱的兄弟
们，
所以我们要做祭司。
Brothers, in order to be a priest,
要把自己做完全的，要做一个那个关心神的儿女。
We want to be those who care for God's children.
担负神儿女责任的。
Bear God's children.
首先一件事情。
First thing,
必须要把自己完全奉献。
Is to consecrate.
就好像亚伦和他儿子一样。
Just like Aaron his son.
他们还没有进到祭司的侍奉之前，
Before they enter into priesthood.
那么他们需要先承接圣职。
They have to receive the holy.
他们要做一个仪式。
They have to fulfill a certain.
那个仪式呢？
Ordinance.
叫做承接圣职。这个承接圣职，我们中文翻承接圣职，但英文就是奉献。
It is consecration.
他们首先把这要奉献给那
种。First thing is to consecrate yourself.
然后才能进到那个执事这个祭司的执事里头去。
Then can you enter into priesthood?
说亲爱弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers.
所以我们不仅是说很好很好，感谢主弟兄讲得很好。
We shouldn't just say, oh, it's good.
我们要在主面前要解决这个问题。
We need to solve this problem.
把我们自己先完全的奉献给主。
First of all, consecrate ourselves.
好，让我们能够侍奉他。
In order that we may serve.
能够进入祭司的职分。
And enter into our priesthood.
那么这头一件事情。
This is the first thing.
那么第二件事情呢？
Secondly.
就是要生养众多。
Be fruitful and multiply.
遍饶地面。
And fill the earth.
那我想我们弟兄姊妹都懂得这件事。
I believe brothers and sisters all know this.
因为神造亚当夏娃之后。
After God created Adam and Eve.
神就告诉他们说你们要生养众多。
God told them to be fruitful and multiply.
要遍满地面。
And fill the earth.
要征服这个地。
And conquer the earth.
所以你看见到挪亚那个时候神的心并没有改变。
So you see, God didn't change his mind in the time of Noah.
仍然要他们生养众多。
Same to be fruitful and multiply.
遍满地面。
Fill the earth.
亲爱的兄弟们，今天主在我们身上也是这样。
Today God is saying,
你让我们生养众多。
He wants us to be fruitful and multiply.
那并不是我们要生出很多的小孩。
That doesn't mean to have to bear many children.
我们都知道，在新约里头，那个生养中，那知道属灵事情。
We all know in the New Testament, be fruitful, multiply points to our spiritual too.
就好像以赛亚书所说的，不怀孕不没有丈夫的不怀孕的，他们有孩子比这个有丈夫还要多。
Just like Isaiah had prophesied, those who are barren.Would have more children than those who have children.
那个孩子，那就是属灵的孩子。
Those are the spiritual children.
弟兄姊妹，我们已经蒙恩得救好多年了。
We have been saved many years.
到底您有几个属灵的孩子
？How many spiritual children have you born?
也有几个人是我们所生养出来的
？Who have you born as your spiritual child?
是我们把他们带到主面前的。
Who have you brought him to the Lord?
所以你看见在新约里面
，So in the New Testament,
主也是这样嘱咐我们说。
And the Lord also commanded.
你们要传福音给万民听。
Preach to all nations.
今天主还没有回来。
Before the Lord's return.
彼得说，有人以为他是单眼。
Peter said some think he delayed himself.
其实他不是单眼。
But actually he's not.
他乃是盼望万人都悔改。
He desires all men to be saved.
他不愿一个人沉沦。
He does not wish one man to be perishing.
若是有一个沉沦的话，
if one perishes,
有一个人灭亡的话，
one is dying.
他的心呢是何等的伤痛。
It grieves his heart.
亲爱的兄弟们，
Abraham says,
我们若是知道主的心意，
we know God's heart desire,
体会主的心肠，
if we're considerate to him,
也让我们做一个不怕麻烦的一般人。
May we be those who also are.
让我们。能够生养众多
，are able to be fruitful, multiply，
把福音传给别人
，and preach the gospel，
把人带到主里面去
，bring others to the Lord，
这是主所最喜欢的一件事
，something that pleases the Lord。
无论在旧约里，都在新约里面
，whether in the old or new testament，
都说到这一件事情
，all mention this matter。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们不愿意传福音
，many times we're not willing to preach the gospel，
怕麻烦
，we're afraid of，
因为你生了之后嘛，还要养
，because after they're born you need to，
这个养不大，都这个都死掉了。
If you don't nurse them, they'll die.
那么，所以啊，就不愿意再生了。
So you're not willing to give birth again.
这也是个理由。
This may be a reason.
亲爱的兄弟们，
Dear brothers,
要体会主的心肠。
You must be considerate to God.
有人说我们不要再生养了。
Some say we don't need to bear children anymore.
我们就是我们这么多人聚会就可以了。
Just have this number is enough.
那么就都走掉的话，剩我们五六个人差不多。
Even if everybody goes away,
那我们天天读经祷告，唱诗赞美主。
We would read the Bible and sing and pray.
那不是很喜乐，很满足吗
？And that is a joyous occasion.
我不能说这样绝对不会喜乐的。
I can't say you will never have joy.
弟兄姊妹，就是喜乐的话，
but even if you had joy,
你要体会主的心。
You must
主喜乐不喜乐？
Is the Lord
主的心能不能满足？
Is the Lord satisfied?
我们是可以，但主但到底主可以不可以？
We can be satisfied, but can the Lord be satisfied?
亲爱的兄弟们，所以我们要体会主的心肠。
So we must consider God's heart.
在传福音。
Gospel,
把人带到主的面前来
bring men to Christ,
那么叫人能够蒙恩得救
they will be saved,
好叫我们能够结出果子来
that we can bear fruit,
也让主的心得的满足
that God's heart can be satisfied,
那么这件事情
this matter,
那不光是主的命令
not only is God's order,
实在是也是我们生属灵生命的一个律
it is also a law of our spiritual life,
我们所得到生命
the life that we receive,
一个繁生的生命
it is a multiplying life,
它不仅叫增长
It not only grows,
他还要翻身
it multiplies.
所以你看很奇妙的一件事
it is wonderful.
许多西蒙恩得救弟兄姊妹
Many newly saved brothers,
他们对主认识并不太多
they don't know the Lord that much.
好像也不是怎样的热切
And they're not very jealous,
但是里头总是有个心愿
but they all have the spirit,
愿意把人带到主的面前来
to bring their friends to the
Lord, 愿意传福音给别人
preach the gospel to
others, 愿意在做见证
to testify,
好像别人也能蒙恩得救
so that others can also receive
salvation. 这不是我们所喜欢的一件事
Something that is not something that we are.
但是是我们里头生命的一个律。
But it is a law within our.
生命的一个要求。
It is a demand of.
我们得到了新的生命。
We have received a new life.
新的生命它就要翻身的。
This is a life that requires.
是要打一针整治的，因为这生命是活的。
The life is living.
若死的话呢，就不会翻身。
If something is dead, it
will not grow. 因为是活的生命。
Because it's a living life.
所以它会翻身的。
So it will multiply.
所以弟兄姊妹。我们若是真实在把人带到主的面前，你看见这个是叫我们，是我们生命的他的那个他的一个发表。
This is an expression of life.
我们里头就觉得很喜乐。
And we are very joyous.
有个弟兄说的还不错。
A brother well said.
他说在你一生当中啊，有两件事最大的喜，叫你最喜乐的两件事。
The thing that gives you the most pleasure in your life.
头一件事就是能蒙恩得救。
First thing is to be saved.
当我们接受主那一天。
The day of our salvation.
我们得到了拯救。
We receive redemption.
我们心里真是充满了欢喜快乐。
Full of joy.
啊，第二次喜乐就是带领一个人得救的时候。
The second time is when you bring others to Christ.
你只要带一个人得救
you bring man to
好一个得救的人
the first fruit,
你带他到主面前来着
you brought him to the Lord.
那是你最喜乐
you are most pleased.
若是有一个人遇到你的缘故而信到主啊
If one man believes on your account,
晚上喜乐都睡不到觉了。
You're so happy you cannot even sleep.
弟兄姊妹，这是真实的。
This is true.
为什么缘故
？For what reason?
因为这生命它的一个彰显。
Because this is an expression of life.
就好像许多的姊妹结婚之后，没有结婚之前不大也生小孩。
Just like the sisters, they cannot have children before they're married.
等结婚之后呢
？But after marriage,
慢慢就羡慕别人小孩。
They begin to desire to have children.
那为什么不愿意生小孩呢
？Why did they not want to have children?
因为这是件痛苦的事。
Because give birth is a difficult matter.
生产之苦啊，是吧
The pain of childbirth.
要经过生产的痛苦。
The travailing is.
那么才会生个小孩。生了之后呢
？After giving birth.
那么还要再抚养。
You need to nurse.
这也是很麻烦的一件事。
It is also very troublesome.
所以啊，就是最好。单身一人了，就是这个不要生孩子好了。
So before they're married, they don't want to have.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But dear friends,
虽然我们口里会这样说，
we may say,
我们思想会这样想，
say it and think about it.
但是我们里面，他那个生命就要求你要生小孩的。
But the life within would demand bearing child.
有一天真是能生了个小孩呀、啊。
If you can bear child one day,
这喜乐的不得了。
And you're so full of joy.
你就把所有。痛苦通通忘记了。
You forget all the travailing childbirth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在属灵上也是这样。
The same in spiritual thing.
人得救
When we bring man to Christ,
我们生命就有了一点发展。
There is an advancement in our spiritual life.
那个要求得到满足。
The demand of life is satisfied.
就满了喜乐。
And we're full of joy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
为着主的心意
Because of God's heart desire.
为着我们生命的要求
And the demand of life.
我们都要做一个结果子的人
We need to be those who bear fruit.
不要过了十年八年十年我们还是这样。
And don't be like after 10 or so years,
单单
we're still like
this. 只有一个人
We're still by ourselves.
你说我有这么多弟兄姊妹啊
And you say, oh, I have so many brothers.
不是你有这么多弟兄姊妹啊
It's not a matter of having brothers.
真的，将来到天堂里面
，When you go to heaven，
到永存帐幕的时候啊
，When you enter the tabernacle, eternal tabernacle，
你孤孤单单一个人进到永存帐幕里头去了。
You will see that you enter alone by yourself.
没有人在那欢迎你。
There's no one there to welcome you.
没有人在那感激你。
No one there to thank you.
你只是为了你自己。
You're only for yourself.
你从来没有顾到别人的。
You never care for other souls.
甚至连你家里人你也不顾到。
Even you haven't cared for your family.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们为了别人的缘故
，For the sake of
我们也应该把福音传给别人。
We need to preach the gospel to others.
总要在这一年当中
，In this year,
我们求主给我们几个人。
May the pray that the Lord will give us a few fruit.
也许是三倍五位。
Maybe threefold or fivefold.
也许是一位两位。
Maybe one or two.
但是无论如何，让我在这一年结一个果子。
At any rate, we would bear fruit this year.
从前我们每年到年初的时候啊
，Formerly at the first of the year,
我们捧一弟兄就向神要几个人。
Our brother Roy asked for a few people before the Lord.
他主啊，今天你给我十个人。
Says the Lord, give me 10.
那么结果真的有十个人。
And it turned out to be the 10.
第二年的时候，他度量就扩大一点了。
The second year, he is enlarged.
他说我们要十五个人了。
He said we want 15.
结果有十五个人。
And the Lord gave 15.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们该有这样心愿的。
We should have this heart desire.
全教会有应该有这样心愿。
The whole church should have this heart.
每个人都该有这样的心愿。
Everyone should have this heart.
我们向主要。
We would ask of the Lord.
主，你总让我带一个人得救。
We would ask the Lord would give us.
无论如何，我总要结出一个果子来吧。
At any rate, I would bear one.
也叫你得到享受一点。
So that you can have some enjoyment.
一年过一年这样过去的。
Don't just waste the time here.
我还是孤零零的一个人。
And still be by yourself.
是不结果子的树木。
You are a tree that doesn't bear fruit.
亲爱的兄弟们，那不仅是痛苦的一件事。
It is a very sad thing.
并且这也是非常危险的一件事。
Also a dangerous thing.
我有一段时间我读到一个地方。
One time I read something.
可能路加福音第十三章多少章？我忘了。
Maybe Luke 13, I can't remember.
那你说的，就说有一个人，他栽了一个葡萄，栽到一个无花果树。
They talked about a man planted a victory.
过了三年之后啊，他过了三年呢，他每年都那去找果子。
He after 3 years he went to find fruit every year.
开头嘛，因为果子还没长，树还没长大，当然没有果子。
In the beginning the tree was still young, so it didn't bear fruit.
到了过了三年还没有结果子。
But after 3 years it still didn't bear fruit.
真是有叶子而没有果子。
It's full of foliage.
那么这个园主啊，心里就有点难过了。
So the farmer is very sad.
他就管园子里讲啊。
And the master told the farmer.
他说我这个树啊，三年都没有结果子啊。
And said this tree hadn't borne any fruit in 3 years.
就把它砍掉算了。
Just cut it away.
不要再留在这里白占地府了。
Don't allow it to be here.
这管园子的倒是蛮心蛮慈仁慈的。
And the farmer was very compassionate.
他就说主人呐、啊。
He said master.
他说今年且留着它。
Let's save it for one more year.
等我再掘开土。
Let me cultivate.
我要加增粪。
Add some fertilizer.
那么让它能够长起来。
So that it can grow more.
能够结果子。
So that it can bear fruit.
若是结果子便罢。
It's okay if it bears fruit.
若是不结果子的话。
If it doesn't.
再把它砍掉。
Let's cut it down.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主不是忍耐我们三年。
The Lord hasn't endured just 3 years.
四年五年了。
Maybe 4 or 5 years.
我们还没有果子。
We haven't borne any fruit.
让他里头得了满足。
That he would be satisfied with.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们总要记得。
We must remember.
这不仅是主所喜欢的一件事。
It is not only something the Lord is pleased about.
这也是主所托付给我的一件事。
It's also the Lord's commitment to us.
若是我们不肯这样子答应主的要求。
If we are unwilling to obey such commitment.
那果子叫他得满足的话
to bear fruit to please him.
很可能不晓得到什么时候
It is possible that sometimes
主子把我砍掉
The Lord will cut us down.
那个时候就是很痛苦的时候
It is a sad time indeed.
我们会很后悔
We will be full of regret.
第三
Thirdly.
那么就是我不晓得给起什么题目
don't know what, how to title it.
想来想去就是说舍己好了
Maybe I will title it denying of the self.
开的时候，我曾经和弟兄姊妹说过。
The beginning I mentioned.
亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面的时候了，他们是神把果子给他们吃。
When Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, God gave them fruit to eat.
那么伊甸园就是他们失败堕落，那么被这个离开了伊甸园。
After the fall, they were driven away from the Garden of Eden.
那时候他们就耕地，可以有菜蔬和其他的食物。
They tilled the ground and they could enjoy the vegetables.
那做他们的食物。
As their food.
那但是那个时候了，他们亚伯已经开始献祭了。
But at that time, Abel already offered gifts.
那么该隐也献祭。
And Cain also offered.
那么该隐所献的祭呢？神不悦纳。
The Lord didn't take pleasure in Cain.
亚伯所献的祭呢？神悦纳了。
God was well pleased with Abel.
那我们觉得这太不公平了。
We say it's not fair.
那么我们常常为着该隐打抱不平。
And we feel sorry for Cain.
因为该隐所献的祭是地里出产。
Because Cain's offering is the produce of the land.
主叫他们那个汗流满面才得糊口。
The Lord said they would be satisfied with the sweat of, by the sweat of their brow.
也在那种植。
They're tilling the ground.
他们然后有些果子长出来了。
And trees would bear fruit.
也许是丝瓜，也许是这个什么瓜，是不是
？Maybe some gourd.
他就把这果子都拿来，那么都献给神。
So they bring all these produce to the Lord.
他想这个神一定是很喜欢的。
Thinking the Lord would be.
因为
please for
这是我所劳苦所得的果子。
Because these are the results of
the fruit of my labor. 汗流所满面所得的果子。
The fruit of by the sweat of my brow.
神的悦纳。
但是出乎他
意料之外，神不悦纳该隐的祭，
反而
悦纳亚伯的祭物。亚伯但献什么东西呢？亚伯乃是亚伯是牧羊的，他是把一只羊在献给神。
哦，
亲爱的兄弟们，你看着那个时候已经有杀生流血的事情。
Even at that time there was the sacrifice.
悦纳了亚伯的祭物。
God took pleasure in Abel's offering.
为什么是这样？
Why was it?
今天我们都懂得这件事情。
Today we all understand.
我们若靠着自己努力
，by our own effort，
靠着自己热心呢
，our own zeal，
我们盼望得神的喜欢
，hoping to be pleased。
弟兄姊妹，神并不喜欢。
Lord, the Lord will not be.
谁说喜欢人？那是他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。当我们主耶稣基督让舍命流血，
the Lord Jesus shed his blood,
把他自己完全的献给神的时候，
completely gave himself.
这在神面前是馨香之气，
this is a sweet smelling odor to the Lord.
神心得了满足的，
it pleases the Lord.
因为只有他在圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
Only him is perfect without blemish.
是神所最爱，神所最宝贵的。
Only him is what pleases the Lord.
所以我们到神的面前不是靠着我们自己做什么。
So when we come to the Lord, it's not by ourselves.
那是靠着主耶稣基督。
But by the Lord Jesus.
引导他所流的血。
Because of His shed blood.
我们在神面前能够得了悦纳。
That we are able to be accepted before the Lord.
那时候毕竟有杀生流血的事情。
So at that time there was a sacrifice and letting of blood.
生做这个祭牲成为他们的赎罪祭。
And this sacrificial lamb becomes their sin offering.
神并没有叫他们吃羔羊。
But the Lord didn't tell them to eat the lamb.
只叫他们披了羔羊的皮子。
Only told them to wear the skin of the sheep.
遮盖他们的羞耻。
To cover the shame.
那是吃，他们还没有吃羔羊。
But they didn't eat it.
那还是到了洪水之后。
Only after the deluge.
神才把地上的动物，活着的动物吃给他们做食物。
God gave them the living animals as food.
不仅是要吃蔬菜。
Not only to eat vegetables.
不仅要吃植物。
Or fruit.
也要吃那个动物。
But also to eat animals.
那神为什么把动物吃给他们呢？
Why did God give them animals?
这里一定有神的美意的。
There must be a good pleasure.
今天呢，我是这个，我倒不大喜欢吃肉。
Today I don't like to eat meat that much.
我是喜欢那个吃素的。
I like vegetables.
当然，为了身体健康，你可以这样做。
But of course, for the sake of your health, you can do so. But don't forbid others to eat meat.
神也把肉给人吃的。
God did give meat as our food.
弟兄姊
妹，
神为什么把肉给人吃呢？
Why did God give us meat to eat?
这个肉就说到要这个动物要被杀。
Meat points to animals being killed.
或者是个牛也好，
whether a bullock,
或者是一只羊也好，
or a sheep,
或者是一只鸡也好，
or a chicken,
那么要被杀。
They must be killed.
要流出血来，
and let the blood out.
那么来做人食物。
And in order to become a food.
不仅是靠着那个靠着羔羊的血。
So it's not just by the blood of the lamb.
是他们亲近神。
So they can
能够维持他们的生命。
To sustain their life.
他们还也需要靠着杀生流血。
Also by killing of animals.
换句话说。
In other words.
就是要有份于主耶稣的死。
They must take part in the death of the Lord Jesus. On the other hand.
就是我们常常说需要舍己。
It is also the denial of self.
必须要舍弃我们自己。
We must deny ourselves.
引导主耶稣基督舍命流血。
Because the Lord Jesus gave His life.
我们得到新的生命。
We will receive a new life.
引导主耶稣的死。
Because of His death.
我们使我们能够活过来。
We can be enlivened.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们要有份于主耶稣的死。
We must have a portion in the Lord's death.
我们什么叫有份于主的死呢？
What does it mean to have a portion in the Lord's death?
那就是舍弃我们的自己。
That is to deny ourselves.
舍弃我们的魂的生命。
To deny our soul life.
当我们舍弃我们自己的。
When we deny ourselves,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
我们能够得到生命，
we can gain life,
更丰盛的生命，
abundant life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
我巴不得今年这一年当中，
with that during this year,
我们都能够学习一个新的功课，
we all learn a new lesson,
就是舍己的功课，
a lesson of denial.
以往也可能我们没有注意这方面，
we haven't paid much attention to the past.
今年我们盼望我们有这样心愿，
this year I hope we will have such a heart,
舍己的人，
to be a person that denies himself.
引导舍己而得到生命。
Not only to gain life because of denial of self.
叫我们生命维持我们的生命。
Also to sustain our life.
刚强。
To be strengthened.
更有力量。
To be powerful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Your brothers.
这是我们今天该学的一个新的功课。
This is a new lesson we must learn.
我们要学习舍己。
We need to learn to deny ourselves.
什么叫舍己呢？
What is the denial of self?
舍己就是把我们自己舍弃我们自己。
Denial is to deny ourselves.
把自己完全摆在一边。
To lay aside ourselves.
无论是我们思想，我们的意念。
Whether our thought life or design,
or
our interest or our opinion,
还是和神的旨意相冲突的。
Whatever comes in conflict with God's design,
叫神在我们里头不能得到地位的。
So that God will not gain a position in us, we must lay aside.
凡是不能叫神得荣耀的。
Whatever does not glorify God, lay it aside.
是啊，你在家里头，你夫妇两个争的时候啊，你很有理由。
Maybe when you quarrel with your wife, you are very reasonable.
但是这样的争执不能叫神得荣耀。
But this kind of quarrel will not glorify God.
不能让你的生命得到彰显。
Will not cause your life to grow.
你要把你理由当然放下。
You must lay aside your reason.
放下你自己理由。
Lay aside your reason.
放下你自己爱好。
Lay aside your love.
放下你自己所以为是的。
Or whatever you think to be right.
我个人最喜欢就讲理由。
I myself love to reason.
那这个若是我错了，那你说我是没问题的。
If I'm wrong, you can rebuke me.
若是我还有理由，那你说我就不行。
But if I have a lot of reason,
所以我就很喜欢讲理。
I love to reason.
弟兄姊妹。
Francis,
就是我们理由也是我们的自己。
Even our reason is ourselves.
错的歪理是我们的自己。
Not to mention the wrong reason.
就是正理也是我们的自己。
Even the good reasons are ourselves.
总是你自己。
It is part of yourself.
而不是那个不是神的生命。
It is not God's life.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹，
要放下我们的理由。
Lay aside our reasoning.
我们若是赚得全世界
，If we gain the whole world,
赔上自己生命
，And lose our soul life,
有什么益处呢
？What good is it?
我们在讲理。
We're reasoning.
把对方都讲服了。
And we conquer the other part.
不要说我告诉你讲不服的。
Not to mention, I'll tell you, you can never conquer them. Even, perhaps,
教会都说你有理。
Maybe the whole church says you're reasonable.
全世界都说你有理。
The whole world says you're reasonable.
但是你把你自己生命赔上去了。
But you have lost your life.
赚得全世界。
If we gain the whole world.
赔上自己生命。
And loses your life.
有什么益处呢
？What good is it?
弟兄姊妹，只有舍弃自己。
But it's only by denial itself.
才能叫我们得到生命。
Can cause us to have life.
耶稣他为替我们死了。
The Lord died for us.
我们今天得到新的生命。
We gain new life.
我们舍弃自己生命。
And we deny ourselves.
叫神的生命在里头能够增长。
So that the life of Christ can grow.
能够长大。
Can mature.
所以主告诉我们说
That's why the Lord tells us,
爱惜自己生命的
He who loves his soul life,
比丧掉生命
will lose it.
为着主的缘故
For the Lord's sake,
还丧掉生命的
He who is willing to deny his life,
比得到生命
will gain it.
我们怎样能得到生命
How can we gain it?
叫我们生命更丰盛
And cause the life to be more abundant.
更有长进
And to be more mature.
叫我们生命能够得到彰显
To be manifested.
能够表现出来
And to be expressive.
弟兄姊妹一条路
There's one way,
要舍弃你自己
The denial of your own life.
舍弃你自己
Deny yourself.
我们的理由也好
Whether our reasoning,
我们的倾向也好
or our inclination,
我们的爱好也好
our love,
我们的我们的地位也好
our position,
要放弃
give it up.
所以在那个是在腓立比书第三章
Philippians 3 tells us,
那保罗在追求主耶稣基督
Paul pursues the Lord Jesus.
他说我以认识我主耶稣的为至宝
He says, the knowledge of the excellence of Christ. He's pursuing to know more of Christ. Because the true knowledge of Christ.
Because the true knowledge of Christ. Because the true knowledge of
Christ. Because the true knowledge of Christ.
Because the true knowledge of Christ.
Because the true knowledge
of Christ. Because
the true knowledge of Christ.
Because the true knowledge of
Christ. Because the true knowledge of
Christ. Because the true knowledge of Christ. Because the true knowledge
of Christ. Because the true knowledge of Christ. Because the true knowledge of Christ. Because the true
knowledge of Christ. Because the true knowledge of Christ. Because the true knowledge of
Christ. Because the true knowledge of Christ.
Because the true knowledge of Christ. Because the true knowledge of Christ. Because the true knowledge of
Christ. Because the true knowledge of Christ. Because the true knowledge of Christ. Because the true knowledge of
Christ. Because the true knowledge of Christ. Because
None of these will give us eternal life.
乃是在复活的主耶稣基督。
But to know the resurrected Christ.
当是叫主耶稣从死里复活的时候。
When God raised him from the dead.
启示出来给我们看见，这是神的儿子。
And he revealed this is the Son of God.
当我们认识了这位主耶稣基督。
When we know this the Lord, this Lord.
那我们就得到永远的生命。
We would gain eternal life.
我们生命就长进了。
Our life will mature.
所以到了腓立比书第三章第十节的时候。
So Philippians 3:10 tells us.
保罗就说：“是我认识主耶稣基督了。”
That I may know him.
晓得他复活的大能。
And to know the power of the resurrection.
让我对他有真实的经历。
That I may experience him.
然后大能在我身上彰显出来。
And his power may be expressed.
下面他就给我们看见那路。
And he showed us way.
他说交通于主的死。
And have a fellowship in his death.
我们的主死了。
Our Lord died.
我们有份于主的死。
We have a portion in his death.
他的死不仅是担当我们的罪。
His death not only bears our sin.
叫我们得到新的生命。
Gave us new life.
他的死也叫我们能有份。
His life also gave us portion.
有份于他的死。
To have a portion in his death.
也把我们自己摆在死地。
And we put ourselves in the place of death.
只有这样。
Only by this.
我们才能认识那复活的大能。
Can we know the resurrection power?
让基督的死，让耶稣的死在我们身上，爬动的时候。
When the death of Christ is operating in us,
耶稣的生才能在我们身上那样彰显出来。
Life of Christ should also be manifested in us.
当我们为着主耶稣的缘故
，for the sake of Christ,
肯把自己交于死地
，we're willing to put ourselves in death.
耶稣的生在我们身上就得到表现。
The life of Christ can then be manifested in us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，it runs in.
若是要生命长大
，to have life to mature.
若是要生命在那里那个强壮
，to have a strong life.
让生命在我们身上得到彰显
，to have life manifested in us.
使我们能更像我们主耶稣基督
，so that we can be more like him.
有一条路，
only one way,
就是让我们 有份于主的死。
That is to have a portion in his death.
舍弃我们自己。
To deny ourselves.
自己完全在那放下。
To fully lay aside ourselves.
就看见复活大能要怎么显彰显出来。
Then we will see the power of resurrection manifest.
说他说有磨成主耶稣死的形状。
So he says to be conformed to the image of his death.
主把我们摆在一个环境里面。
And the Lord places an environment.
叫我们能够有机会在舍弃的时候。
That we will have opportunity to deny ourselves.
你要磨成主耶稣死的形状。
At this time you are to be conformed to his death.
把自己摆在主耶稣死的模型里面。
Put yourself in the mold of his death.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣死的模型什么样子呢
？What is the mold of his death？
那么，我们主耶稣复活的模型我们知道。
We know the image of his resurrection.
他怎样行神迹？他怎样做奇事？他想怎样行神迹或者疫病等等
？Or how he performed miracles？
那主耶稣死的形状是怎么样子呢
？What is the image of his death？
我们没有注意到。
We have maybe not paid attention to.
在地上的时候
，When the Lord was on earth，
是个他还没有到十字架上去。
Before he went to the cross，
但是他一直都是把自己那个摆在死的里面。
He always placed himself in the position of death。
有一个死的形状。
So he did have an image of death on earth。
死的形状什么样子呢
？What kind of image is it？
头先是倒空自己。
First is to empty yourself。
把自己倒空了。
Empty yourself。
无论是地位也好
，Whether your position，
无论他的名望也好
，Or your name，
无论他的荣耀也好
，Or your glory，
无论他的丰富也好
，Or your riches，
他都把自己倒空了。
He completely emptied himself. This is the image of the Lord's death.
我们是远远赶不上我们的主丰富。
We lag far behind in his riches.
但是我们却持守坚持我们那一点点。
But we insist upon the little bit that we have. A little bit of position.
一点点名望。
A little bit of name.
一点点人的称赞。
A little praise from men.
一点点丰富。
A little bit of faith.
我们不肯在这倒空。
We're not willing to empty ourselves. And lay aside.
亲爱的兄弟们，我们的主他是那样的丰富。
Our Lord is so rich.
一切都倒空了。
He has laid
again,
completely emptied himself. He's so glorious.
他却不以神同等为抢夺的。
But he does not consider himself equal with God as things to be grasped.
虚己。
But humble himself.
倒空了自己。
Emptied himself.
第二。
Secondly.
他死的形状。
His image of death.
就是这个去了奴仆的形象。
Is that he took the image of a servant.
成了人的样式。
To become a man,
自由人的样子
with the form of a man,
自己卑微
and he humbled himself.
那就是他的卑微
That is his humility.
降卑他自己
He condescended himself.
他把自己摆在最低下的地位上面
He placed himself on the lowest spot.
今天我们都像门徒一样争论谁越大
Today we are all like the disciples, quarreling who is the greatest.
做领袖
I want to be the leader.
我要做最大的
I want to be the greatest.
亲爱的兄弟们
Your brothers,
真是的舍己
The true denial.
自己摆在那个死的地位上，
to put yourself in the low position.
摆最低的地位上。
The lowest position.
他，我们主在地上，岂不是这样子吗
？Did our Lord do the same?
他虽然是主人
，though he was master,
他该得我们的侍奉。
He deserves our service.
但是他却像仆人一样。
But he took the form of a slave.
他服侍我们。
He served us.
不但服侍我们
，not only served us,
他是要舍为我们舍命。
Also gave himself for us.
成为我们多人的赎价。
To become the salvation for many.
他把自己摆在最卑微地位上面。
As the Lord Jesus put himself in the lowest position.
甚至肯做门徒们所不肯做的事。
He was willing to do the things the disciples wouldn't even do.
小的使女都不肯做的事，他肯做。
Even the things a little servant girl wouldn't do, he did. He placed himself in the lowest position.
亲爱的兄姊妹，
也不认识。
他降卑他自己。
He humbled himself.
忠心顺服。
Obedient unto death, unto death.
这是主耶稣死的形状。
This is the image of his death.
哦，巴不得在我们生活里面。
With that in our lives.
我们要以主耶稣的心为我们的心。
We would have his heart as our heart.
看见主那个死的形状。
To see the image of his death.
把埋在那魔心的里面。
To place ourselves in that mold.
他怎样倒空自己
？How he emptied himself. We would do likewise.
怎样在那舍弃自己
？How he gave himself.
降卑自己。
And humbled himself.
顺服谁？
Obedient to God, we would do likewise.
这一个就是死的形状。
This is the image of death.
当我们这样肯把自己摆在主耶稣死的形状的时候
，When we're willing to place ourselves in the image of death,
你就看见主复活大能要从上彰显。
You will then see the power of resurrection will be manifested out of us.
荣耀的生命要在我们上显。
Glorious life will be manifested from us.
我们在这一年要学习一件事。
This is one thing that we need to learn this year.
学习舍己。
To learn to deny ourselves. Bear the cross to follow him. This is a disciple of God.
Fourthly,
commend covenant. What does that point? I'm not talking about Noah's covenant. God covenant with Abraham and Noah. And with Israelites.
到了新约之后，到我们今天神和我们立约。
New Testament God covenant with us.
我们立的新约。
It's a new covenant.
我只盼望弟兄这边注意一件事。
I only wish you pay attention to one thing.
什么是新约
？What is the New Testament?
在希伯来书第八章说到新约的那个定义。
Hebrews 8 tells us the meaning of New Testament. The content of the New Testament is in the whole Bible.
所以我们现在圣经叫圣经了。
That's why we call it the Holy Scriptures.
我们从前圣经叫新旧约全书。
Formerly, we call it the New and Old Testament.
这是神和我立的约。
This is the covenant of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道神的约是什么吗？
We need to know what covenant.
我们要知道神给我们立的约是什么。
So what is God's covenant with us?
我们就必须要读这千本的圣经。
In order to know that, we must read the whole Bible.
我们好好读主的话语。
This year, may we read the Bible well.
这些约不是让我们要求什么。
These covenants do not just require us
something.
They tell us what God did for
us.
It tells us what God, the riches God gave us. He gave all to us. It's regrettable we don't know it. That's why we cannot enjoy His riches. Dear brothers and sisters, in the first year, we will all read the Bible well.Last year you didn't read it through.
主要让我读一遍。
This year maybe we'll read it through one time.
每天三章旧约，一章新约。
Three Old Testament, three chapters in the old, one in the new.
到年底的时候就读一遍了。
At the end of the year, you
will
have read it one time. Next year, one more time.
你不懂不要紧的。
It's okay if you don't understand. 今
年不懂，明年就懂得了。
Don't understand this year, next year you will.
若是越熟的话，越能生出巧来。
The more you're familiar, the more you understand.
你懂得圣经了。
You're just.
并且。你能够看见那个神在里面说对我们所说的话语。
Not only you understand it, you will see God's word.
不必去查考多少参考书。
You don't need to study the reference book.
都没有太多的用处。
They don't help you that much.
都是有好多好多的知识。
They're only mere knowledge.
不要说记不住就记住了，也没什么用处。
Not to mention you cannot memorize it all, even if you do.
对我们自己没用，对别人也没有用处。
They can't help you, they can't help others.
所以我们要读主的话。
So read the word of God.
借着圣灵把神的话启示在我们里面。
By the Holy Spirit, reveal God's word in us.
我们圣经越熟
the more we're familiar with it,
圣灵越容易对我们说话
it's easier for spirit to speak to us.
也许不在我们做工作的时候
maybe when we're working,
也许在我们忙碌的时候
when we're busy,
圣灵就想起主的话语了
the spirit reminds us of the word of God,
就亮了
There is an inward enlightenment. We will be supplied inwardly.
We
will have a new knowledge of the Lord Jesus. So how we wish. For instance, read the Bible well. These four things, we would encourage with you all. First, consecrate yourself. Second, be fruitful, multiply. Ask at least one fruit. Thirdly,
就是学习舍己的功课。
Learn the lesson of denial of self.
在家庭里头
in your family,
在工作地方
at work,
在教会侍奉当中
in the service of the church,
许多地方都会叫我们有都对叫我们有机会舍弃自己
Many opportunities exist for us to deny the self.
舍弃自己
Learn to deny the self.
好像我们的生命在这长大
So that our life would grow up.
第四件事情
Fourthly, read the word of God.
这是神和我们立的约
This is God's covenant with us.
什么叫约呢
What is a covenant?
约神为什么要和人立约呢
Why did God covenant with us?
他就告诉我们就可以了
He can tell us.
为什么要立约
Why did he covenant?
这是我们是小信的人
Because we are of little faith.
他说给我们的恩典太大
He has the grace he gave us is too great.
他说给我们荣耀太丰富了
Glory he imparts is too rich.
我们信都信不来的
We cannot even believe.
所以他就和我们立约
That's why he covenant.
你们信不来我和你立约
You cannot believe I covenant.
这个总会叫你相信吧
This will cause you to believe.
一个人若是立了约的话不能反悔的
When a person covenanted, he will not regret.
神既然和我们立约
God covenanted with us.
他绝不反悔
He will never regret.
他不会后悔的
He will not regret.
怎样说他就怎样成就在我们
How he said it, he will accomplish.
虽然他的名受到羞辱
Though his name be ashamed.
尊重他的话语
But he respects his own word.
他的话比他的名还要大
He considered his word greater than his name.
是信实的神
Because our God is a faithful God.
不能不信实
He cannot go back on his faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹读神的话语
Read the word of God.
好让神对我们说话
So that God can speak to us.
明白他所给我们的恩召有何等的指望
To understand how great the hope of his calling.
所给我们的基业的荣耀有何等的丰盛
To know how glorious the inheritance he gave us.
他显在我们里面的大能是何等的好大
And the power he has manifested in us so is so great.
我们应当真认识他的缘故
So that by truly knowing him,
一年过一年越过越长进
We would grow and mature year after year. Until he comes again.
What he desired for us to be sons to mature.
你愿意我们成为一个长大的儿子。
So that you can lead us into many sons into glory.
可以把许多的儿子带进荣耀里面。
Well, we do pray that we will be fully consecrated this year.
我们求你让我们今年能够把自己奉献给你。
Lord, do make us consecrated Christians.
让我们成为一个奉献的基督徒。
Lord, and not just in a general way, but in a specific way.
就不是一般的奉献，而是专一的奉献。
Lord, save us from generosity.
把我们从那个一般的情况里面拯救出来。
Lord, daily speak to us.
每一天向我们说话。
Lord, expose ourselves, like.
来显明我们的自己。
Expose our stubbornness.
把我们的刚硬。
Meeting Wednesday night.
有几个简单的报告，头一个是礼拜三晚上的祷告聚会。
7 o'clock at my house, and for three months it will be at my house.
在七点。
7:30.
七点半在彭弟兄家，三个礼拜，三个月减一个礼拜，因为已经过了一个礼拜了。